Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Chaf Hey, and we're starting Chaf Daf Amud Beis all the way at the bottom with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarbatz Miakom Maisha Hernish Amma should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Hakol Kshein Lekshus Megillah. Everyone's kosher to read the Megillah. This even includes women. Chutz except for Mecher Shatav Katan, Mecher Shatav Katan. These are the classic three that are always grouped together. That they're not able to invite to anyone in their Chiyuvim. Chaf Amud Alaf on top. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir Katan. Rabbi Yehuda allows a Katan. He's referring to a Katan who reached the age of Chinuch, so he is able to invite to everyone according to Rabbi Yehuda. Another din in Karnas Megillah. No reading the Megillah. Now we're going to add a number of other things that are similar in this din. V'lay Mylin, no giving bris milah. V'lay Tavlin, no going to the mikvah. This is referring to a person who's either Tamei Meis or Zava. They have to go to the mikvah. V'lay Mazin, no doing Hazav, the waters of the Paraduma, to be Matara person. V'chin Shemer Shem Keneged Yom. Also, a woman who has the din of a Shemer Shem Keneged Yom, which means if she saw dam, she saw blood one day, so she just has to wait another full day, making sure that she's clean, and then she would go to the mikvah. In all these situations, Loy Titbal Ajitan Sachama, they're not allowed to go to the mikvah until it becomes Neitzachama. All these things have to be done during the day. Megillah is read during the day. Bris milah is given during the day, and all these tevilas, these immersions in the mikvah, have to be done during the day, and it's a chamas considered day for this, not the earlier zman of alisa shachar. Lastly, v'kulin sh'asu mishalom and shachar kosher. However, if any of these were done after alisa shachar, then it's kosher b'diavad. The Gemara quotes Mishnah Kol Kshein Lekshus HaMegillah Chutz Mecher Shatav Katan. Says the Gemara, Amar of Masna, Rabbi Yosi. This is Shitas Rabbi Yosi. Now, what does that mean? She's Rabbi Yosi. So this is machlokes Maseches Brachos between Rabbi Yosi and Chamim. If a person read Kriyat Shema, but he wasn't able to hear what he said, Hakariv lo yishmil aznai. According to Rabbi Yosi, he's not yotze, and that would be the same thing over here, that a cheresh who read the Megillah but can't hear it because he's deaf is obviously not referring to a cheresh who's deaf and mute, because if he's mute, he can't read the Megillah. This is talking about a half cheresh, how he's deaf but not mute, so it must be that our mishnah is according to Rabbi Yosi, that such a person, even though he technically is able to read the Megillah, he can't be mitzi other people because he's not able to hear what he's saying. Now Rabbi Yosi, the Amar Rabbi Yosi says, Havin Sovereign Meimar, we originally want to say, the Ma Pligin Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon, what's Machlaikas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanon? Bishma. Because what does it say? Shema. And what does that tell us? That you have to hear what you're saying. Hashar kol mitzvahs loy, but it's not by other mitzvahs, namely other mitzvahs that you have to speak out, even if you don't hear what you're saying, Rabbi Yosi would agree that it's okay. However, Mimand Rav Masna Amar Rabbi Yosi, that which Rav Masna just told us, that our mishnah must be Rabbi Yosi, Hado Amar that clearly tells us, Hishma, Hishar kol mitzvahs, the Shema and all other mitzvahs as well have the same exact din, and according to Rabbi Yosi, if you can't hear what you're saying, you can't be mitzvah other people. So we clarify, Ma Tamri Rabbi Yosi, what's the source for this, where does it come from? The answer is, the pasuk says, Vahazanta le mitzvaysav, and you shall listen to his mitzvahs, and Hazanta is lashon of oizen, meaning here, when you say Shama Aznacha Mashapich Medaber, your ears have to hear what your mouth is speaking, and that's even though it's not Kriyashma related. However, Chizda Amar Chizda argues, and he says, Les Kan Cheresh. Actually, Mishnah is not specifically referring to a Cheresh. In other words, it technically could be taken out of the Mishnah. The only reason why it's mentioned is because Bishigras Lashon Himasnisa, the Mishnah is mentioning it just in the course of things. As we said when we read the Mishnah, the Cheresh and Katan are always grouped together. So really, Cheresh is not supposed to be mentioned in the Mishnah, it's just Shaitan Katan. Cheresh is just mentioned because it's part of these three, and therefore we're able to say the Mishnah is the Chachamim, because again, Cheresh is not really supposed to be part of the Mishnah anyway. Now, once we're sheet to Rabbi Yosi, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yosi, he tells us, Misnabra, Yoider of Chizda Betrumas, Diyud Rabbi Yosi. It's Mashma, the din of Trumas, which we're going to see soon. That's sheet to Rabbi Yosi. And also, Chanan Ruchanani came, and he said, B'shem Rav Chizda, to Rabbi Yosi, that actually is sheet to Rabbi Yosi. And Rabbi Yosi, Rabban, Al Kar Chachat Oimer, Diyud Rabbi Yosi. Against your will, you have to say that sheet to Rabbi Yosi. Titanim, because we have a Mishnah, Chamishti Kad Miyasa, the five people that are mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, Vaitan and Nasa Imhain, and it doesn't mention it with them. Namely, it's a Mishnah that says that there's five people who are not allowed to separate Truma. And if they do, their truma is not valid, and cheresh is mentioned with them. However, a cheresh who's able to speak, he just can't hear, is not mentioned with them. And mishum she'in truma su truma, if you want to say the reason why it's not mentioned, is because a person like this who takes off truma, it's not going to be valid. Well, that can't be, because hatanina, and that's proper girsa, meaning at the end of the mission, it says, chamishti achriyasa, another five people that lechatchila should not separate truma. But if they do, their truma is valid, and doesn't mention this type of cheresh with them either. So, havasefich meimar Rabbi Yosi, must mean that we have to say that this is shitas Rabbi Yosi, namely that a cheresh who's medaber ve'ena shemeya, that's only a corn trab yaisi. Chafiyam based on top, we continue explaining the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir b'Katan. Rabbi Yehuda said a katan is allowed to read the Megillah for everyone. Now Rabbi Yehuda says katan ayisi. I was a katan v'karisa of near Tarfon Belud, and I read the Megillah for Tarfon in Lod. So that's my raya. So Amr Loi, they told him katan ayisa v'ena edus l'katan. You might have been a katan, but a katan can't give edus. In other words, you can't give edus about what happened to you when you were a katan. So therefore, we don't follow what you're saying. Now Amr Rabbi says something similar. Ma'isa shekarisa of near Yehuda b'Usha. There's a story that I read it in front of Rabbi Yehuda and Usha, and I was a katan then. So Amru Loi, they told him that not only are we not going to follow what you're saying because you were a katan then and there's no edus for a katan, but also ain't a raya who is not a raya shehu matir, because Rabbi Yehuda himself allows this. So saying that a katan read the Megillah in front of Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make a difference because Rabbi Yehuda allows a katan and we don't, so this is not a raya. However, says the Gemara Mikan Vehelach, from here on Nagua Ram Lekreis Beis Knesses, it was the custom of the Ram Beis Knesses to have a katan read for them. Now by Kapar Amr, he tells us Tzarch Lekreis Lefnei Nashim Lefnei Ketanim, one has to read the Megillah in front of women and ketanim. Why is that? Sha'af oisam hayu besafek. They were also besafek, which means their fate was also in balance at the time of the Megillah. We know that the gezerah to destroy all the Yidden wasn't just on the men, it was also on the women and children, so we have to read Megillah for them as well. And Rabbi Shuben Levi Avad Kain, he did so. Mechanish b'noi b'nei beisei, he gathered the kids and the women of the house, v'kari lo kumehain, and he read the Megillah in front of them. Now regarding the proper time to read the Megillah, ein karnas Megillah achatana sechama, no reading the Megillah until neitzachama. D'chsev, that's because the pasuk says, b'yoyim asher sibru ayvahayuhidim l'shalait b'hem, and b'yoyim tells us the day, meaning Megillah has to be read during the day in order to make sure that it's 100% day and the people don't get mistaken if it's too early. Therefore, we read only from Nates. Now, continue to explain the other things that have to be done from Nates lechatchila, like Mylin not giving a bris milah. How do we know this? Tachsev, the pasuk says ubayyim hashmini yimul b'sar lasai. So we see bris milah has to be during the day. Also, v'loy tavla not going to the mikvah. How do we know this? Tachsev, because the pasuk says v'hiza v'taval. What do we learn from here? Mahazaya bayyim, just like hazah, sprinkling of the mechatas, the water and ashes of paraduma mixed together. Then a retired person who's tamei meis, just like that has to be done during the day. Aftevil bayyim, also immersion has to be done during the day. Now the question is, minan shazaya bayyim, how do we know this sprinkling has to be done during the day? And that's because the pasuk says v'hiza atar ala tamei bayyim hashlishi. So we see this lashon of bayyim. Continue the discussion. Kol chiyuvei tefilas tayfun kedarkan bayyim. All people who have to go to the mikvah, they do that during the day. Chutz min hanida v'yoledes, except for a woman who's a nida or a yoledes, is after she gave birth and she's being matar herself. She'inon tayfas ala balayla. Only these people are going to go to the mikvah at night. Now what about the following? Nida she'iber zmana, a nida that her time has passed, meaning she missed the nighttime immersion and now it's already into her eighth day. So tevelas bayyim balayla. She already could go to the mikvah either during the day or at night, then there's no restriction. And we see this as well. Darsh Rav Chiya Bar Bala Tzuraya, Rav Chiya Bar Bala darshan for people of Tzar, Nida Shibar Zmana, Tevelas Bein 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 Balayla, Anida, who her time passed, she missed the nighttime tefillah, then she could be tevel either during the day or at night. However, Taman Amrin, over there in Bavel, they said, Afil Ibar Zmana, Loi, that even if she missed her time, she missed that nighttime tefillah, still she's not allowed to go to the mikvah during the day. Why is that? Bnei Chamos and Bnei Kalasa, because of her mother-in-law or daughter-in-law, if they see her going to the mikvah during the day, and they know that she was Anida, so they're going to think, oh, Anida's allowed to go to the mikvah during the day. And they're not going to realize that she just missed her first night, and that's why she's going during the day. And therefore, because of this worry, and Bavel, they said that Nida, no matter what, always has to go to the mikvah at night, even if she missed her day. However, going back to the original Shita, Isha Achas Michelle Beis Rabbeinu, there's a woman from Beis Rabbeinu, Ro Aisa Tevels Kedarka Bayayim, they saw her going to the mikvah during the day, and that's not a problem because remember they said, Muberes Zman Havas, that she probably had just missed her original time of the night, and that's why she's going during the day. So we see at least in this situation, there was no concern that people are going to be mistaken. Another din, Nida Shenense Vetavla, what about Anida, who is Nanas? By total accident or force, she ended up going to the mikvah. That could be, let's say, she was walking over a small bridge, looking over the water, leaned over too much, and fell into the water. So that would be her immersion. What's the din? So Rav Shammai says, B'shem Rav, Tahira Lebesa Utmela Taharis. She's tahar to her house, which means she's allowed to be with her husband. However, she's tamei in regards to taharis. For example, if she's the wife of a kain, she's not allowed to eat truma, or she's not allowed to eat kadshim. That's because for taharis, for elevated things like this, we have an extra chumrah. However, Belazar says, B'shem Rechanina, Tamea Bein Lebesa Bein Letaharis. She's tamei both to her husband and for taharis, which means the tefillah was not valid at all, and that's because she needs das for tefillah. The question is, Matam, what's the source for this? The answer is, that in regards to teras, the pasuk tells us, v'chubas sheinis v'taher, and it shall be washed or laundered a second time, and it will be purified. Now, this word sheinis in the pasuk is extra, because right beforehand, the pasuk already tells us about a first time that it needs to be kubas, it needs to be laundered. So the pasuk doesn't need to tell us chubas sheinis. What do we learn from here? It must be we're comparing the two of them. Ma'har yishan ladas, afashni ladas, just like the first washing, laundering, immersion, that had to be ladas, so too the second one. And minach yishan ladas, how do we know the first one is ladas? That's because the pasuk says clearly, v'tziva kayin v'chibsai, and the kayin commands, and it's laundered, it's cleaned. And that tells us ladas. There's clearly das over there because the kayin is commanding it, so we have clear das. And so the same thing with the second one, clearly we see from here that tevila, that immersion, needs das. Now going back to our original discussion of Anida who missed her nighttime tevila and whether or not she's allowed to be tevil during the day. So the Gemara now tells us, v'anan chamei rabbanan mekadmen libura, we say the rabbanan, they proceed, meaning they tell a woman who missed her time that she should do it early, meaning even during the day. And the reason why that is, because Rav Nachman says, b'shem rabbana, mitzvah l'haktim, it's a mitzvah to do it early, k'day l'zaris b'mitzvahs, in order to show zrizus in mitzvahs, and so that's why it's allowed to be done during the day. We're going to stop here and pick up tomorrow with halacha vav, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.